Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Atlas Renewable Energy closed a $70 million DFI-backed loan to finance the expansion of its 187-megawatt solar project in Brazil earlier this month. Mazda, a subsidiary of Mubadala Investment Company, has mandated Societe Generale and Standard Chartered to finance the construction of a 145-megawatt floating solar facility in Indonesia. And Craig Love will start as Global Head of Structured Finance at Lysaur's BP next month after resigning from his role as MD of Project Finance at NatWest in London. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news front, with the complicated transition away from LIBOR looming at the end of 2021, Olam has secured Singapore's first club deal pegged to the country's new Singapore overnight rate average benchmark. But not every corporate borrower is prepared as the Singaporean food and agribusiness for the change away from LIBOR, a daily benchmark which has determined interest rates for $250 trillion of debt and derivatives for over 40 years. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Working Capital Technology Solutions Group, Tululia, has appointed Andy Lee as Director of Supply Chain Finance. The IFC is investing in Bangladesh's Prime Bank Limited to support SMEs and companies affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And hundreds of companies across Romania will benefit from 190 million euros of new private sector European Investment Bank financing to support industries most impacted by the economic, social and health impact of COVID-19. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.